Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to talk about people who got busted or busted somebody.
Okay.
There was a TikToker who just talked about, husbands, look, first, don't cheat.
Pretty simple.
Great plan. Yeah. This is not hard. But he, if you're going to cheat, learn the technology that you have. Like, in a healthy relationship, I would say your wife probably has access, your husband or wife has access to your accounts, has your passwords and whatnot. This TikToker says she logged into her husband's iCloud account, checked his location. If you really want to do this, guys, fellas, you can turn your location off, in like location services off entirely.
Turn it off from your own iCloud account.
Yes. Like, so when I go into my iCloud, it doesn't even show where I am. Like, I'm not sharing with me. I'm not sharing with anybody. Okay. So, yeah.
Real bummer if you lose your devices. There's no recovering
that. No, I still, yeah, there's ways around that. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's weird. I don't want the universe tracking me. I'm not worried about anybody else. But like, again, I won't give Erin the tracking.
Right.
She lets me track her, which is very strange.
I think I have her too.
Yeah.
Are you doing that just to, I don't check.
I don't care. So a lot of people have my location and I don't mind.
Anyway, she goes on her husband's iCloud and logs in and he's at the Holiday Inn Express. Just a regular Holiday Inn.
Oh.
He's not cheap.
Great, so he's spending extra money on a mistress.
Yes. So, yeah. She busted him because he's bad at technology. I don't think she went to meet him. She would have to. She found him at the Holiday Inn with another woman, so she must have gone there.
Dang. And she must have known something was up, too.
You just don't log into your husband's iCloud account.
He claimed he was on a work trip. Oof.
It's so gross.
So gross.
But that's how people get busted. I remember it's a famous story, but like Billy Idol, if you know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
White wedding.
Yeah.
That dude just decided to set up a tryst with his side piece. So he was like, went up into one of the rooms in his house. And was like, baby, I'm going to get out of here. I'll meet you at the whatever. Like, meet me at the hotel in like 22 hours, whatever. He went into his kid's room where there's a baby monitor.
Oh,
and his wife was down in the living room and just heard. And then he comes back downstairs. Love, I gotta go to the studio. And she's like, do you? You understand there's a baby monitor in that room.
Yeah, that's pretty unintelligent.
I think that's going to be most of the stories we get. Like when you bust somebody, they're just stupid. Who in this room has been busted? It doesn't even have to be about cheating, you guys. It could be like...
Oh.
I mean, I remember one of my the things that I'm most embarrassed about. It was eighth grade English. And I got busted for cheating on a paper.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't change the font. So I just copy and paste in.
And then there was a little bit of you typing and then a big chunk pasted.
Paste and match style.
I know.
Yeah. Paste and match style.
Know the technology.
I was eighth grade, okay?
Eighth grade feels a little old to not know the technology.
I think I thought I did it, but I was just rushing. And
then you just printed it or whatever, turned it in. It's just like italics and all the...
Okay. Yeah, dang. I had to go to a week of preschool, before school.
Preschools are on children?
No.
Prior to school.
Rescind it all.
She's starting over.
She's eating glue again. Before school to rewrite the paper.
Detention. Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, if you've been busted or you busted somebody, we just want to hear the best busted stories. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may talk.
I got busted doing my senior prank. Unfortunately, we had snuck into the school and did a bunch of stuff. And the next morning I was sleeping and my mom came and woke me up. She said, the dean has called. Oop. They found your flashlight because we had all put our flashlights in a bag and mine had
a label.
Yeah. Literally the label.
It said hack on it.
And why? Why was it labeled?
I don't know. It was just the time, I guess. It was literally one of what you would put on your return address, return address label that we put it. And it wasn't even we all threw our flashlights into a bag and then we thought we had them all and I got home. It did not say my name on it. It said my mom's name.
So they couldn't prove that you were up there?
Yeah, what if she did it?
That's what I said. I said, looks like you got to
arrest that woman.
I agree. To this day.
Put her in irons.
Yeah, we were busted big time.
I didn't ever get in trouble. I was too good of a goody two-shoes. But back in high school, we would do a field hockey sleepover the week before school started. And we would sleep on the field hockey field. And it was on campus. And the football boys would also be sleeping on campus. And it's not as scandalous as you think. They came and threw water balloons at us. And then... we retaliated and flipped all their beds upside down. And then they came back and they used something that kills grass. And they wrote bad things in the grass. I don't believe I can say them here.
Oh my God.
Because then all season, in the grass. You could not get it out.
Yeah, the grass would have to grow all the way out before it.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Yeah, the roots are gone. You'd have to.
And, they made it real obvious it was them.
There was another little piece. This is a technology thing. I think we're going to get a lot of those as well. A dude was, again, on the phone with his side piece in his house. So he's fine.
Okay.
He's not going to get caught. Mm-hmm. His wife gets home. You've got time to hang up the phone.
Yeah.
She pulls into the garage. But unfortunately, her car was close enough that the phone...
Bluetooth.
So then, and I've been in this situation before. I was talking to my lawyer and Big O pulled my car in.
And all of a sudden
they could hear. And I'm like, hello, are you there? Hello? And it was I can't hear them anymore. But anyway, this guy's I'm going to come over and do these terrible things to you. And all of a sudden it's the wife is in the garage and her response is all, and he's hello, hello. And it's gone. You're no longer in control of the call, man. You can't talk to her. It's just happening.
But the mistress, lack of better words,
she has no idea
him.
No, so she can't tell.
So now basically she's talking to the wife.
Correct.
Yikes.
And it's everybody's got to be real confused. The wife's like, "Who's what?
Yeah,
what? You're gonna do what to me? What?
Yikes."
Flashlight's not sounding so bad
anymore. It's really not. All right, so busted stories is what we're looking for. 303-222-5423.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for people who got busted.
Or busted someone.
I'll never forget. I don't want to, like, but I love this story. The guy who called in sick on me.
Oh, yeah. You tell
and then
this
I drove
one,
up to the mountain and waited for him to ski off the lift.
Which
Hello.
Is so counterintuitive because that means you also weren't at work.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
People do point that out. We were down 2 men that day.
Yeah.
And then I fired him.
Right.
So then we were permanently down
1.
But I was so right.
You were so right.
And when he skied down to his car and I was sitting at it, oh.
I can't get over that you found his car.
Yeah, like, that is
Loveland
crazy.
Parking lot is not that big. You ever skied Loveland? It's not that big.
Like, it's been a while.
Car. Yeah, I was just like, there's his car.
And what if you had been wrong?
Then I would have just been up at Loveland.
Yeah. And put your work 2 down.
Yeah. Terry?
Hi, yay!
Yay! Busted.
Oh.
Who got busted?
I was at a family wedding. I ran into a cousin I haven't seen in a long time. There was somebody who passed in my family, and I asked her if she knew, and she said yes. And I was like, why didn't you reach out to me? And she goes, because I'm a horrible person. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. That's totally fine. I walk away from her like, oh, my God. And I walk to the nearest person I can find, my son's girlfriend, and I'm like, you will not believe what my cousin just told me. My cousin was right behind us. She said, are you talking about me?
Oh, no. Oh.
Right, like moments before the bride walks down the aisle.
Why wouldn't you look around? Oh my God, I hate it when people, but I do this all the time.
Because you're excited. You have something you want to.
Some juice.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
the tea.
I do it all the time.
Yeah. Was it that juicy?
She was way over there when the
it's
thing
juicy
happened.
Enough, and though. You just don't want to be caught.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like, I'm a good person, and I want everyone to believe I'm not a good person.
Right.
You know?
I'm
and you
not
just,
a good person.
Yeah.
I
get it.
I needed to normalize, and neutralize immediately. I changed cards where we were sitting so she would have to sit right next to me.
Oh my gosh. Smart. You're
oh
like,
my
I'm
God.
Gonna...
I would do the opposite.
But
I would.
She's like, I'm going to overcome this. That's good.
I am. I felt terrible. Even though she admitted to being a horrible person, I was also a horrible person.
Yeah.
And then you guys became best buddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you. I feel like I just did this with somebody. Oh, I did. I did this with a coworker. I was, you know, our boss's office is like a megaphone. Like you
yeah.
can,
yeah.
Like there are certain other offices adjacent to it that the sound just goes straight in.
I can hear you when I'm walking down this hallway.
Oh God. Oh God. Yeah, no, I did it one time where I was just like, rah, 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 and I turned around and they had walked into their office and I'm like, they heard every single thing.
Oh, no.
So anyway, sorry about that person who I'm talking about. Brianna.
Yay.
Busted. What happened?
So this is really fresh. It just happened last Thursday.
Oh.
I've been dating this guy for about actually 3 months to the day. Hardcore dating, seeing each other every day. Next thing you know, last Thursday, we went on a date to go to Dave & Buster's. Next thing you know, we're hanging out. We get into Dave & Buster's, and he starts looking around. He's like, I know that person. I know that person. So he starts saying, what's happening here? So he didn't open an email from his kid's school, and it was a fundraiser night for his kid's school. His girlfriend was there with her kids that go to the same school with his kids.
Wait, I thought you were his girlfriend. That's where things get confusing, don't they?
Oh, yeah, that got really confusing. I didn't know what was going on, so I'm looking around like, what's happening? Because I didn't know that was the girlfriend. I just know he's seen this girl as she was on her way out. There was a weird interaction. Oh. Everyone was acting weird towards him. We ended up leaving, and guess what? He sent me a message not saying anything about what's going on. He said, after 3 months, we need to part ways from here on out.
That was all? It,
a text message.
Had you slept with him? Yeah. 3 months.
A lot.
Well.
Can't unring that bell, can you?
Yeah.
Also, they got busted at Dave & Buster's.
Busters.
Oh, yeah. I did it! Yeah. Oh, my God. Lara.
Yes, yay.
Busted. What happened?
So I was the treasurer of a PTO in California. Okay. And one of our volunteers went out and grabbed some cupcakes for us because we ran out for the cakewalk. And they turned around and used the account number on our check to pay their credit card. And it turns out local PD had been after this guy. And because he used a phone to do the transaction from California to a different state, I think it was New York, he was charged with a federal crime, did prison, and I brought him down for like a senior thing where he was like manipulating seniors into fake mortgages. So,
oh my gosh, elderly abuse?
Yes, like elder exploitation. Yes.
Yes. That's like the girl from Housewives of Salt Lake City. But real different.
This was all for cupcakes.
Oh, yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.